This year's celebration was the first formal Remembrance Day event remembering those who have served their country in war, those who fell in battle, those who came back and those currently serving in the Canadian Armed Forces. Remembrance Day has not been formally held for the past 2 years in Elliott Lake due to pandemic restrictions. There was a moment of silence recognized by those who attended for fallen war veterans and local Legion Branch 561 members during the ceremony again organized by the local Legion Branch. The student choir from Fatima School sang songs during the ceremony including the national anthem and God Save the King. As is tradition, a bugler recited the last post and a bagpiper piped in during the lowering and raising of the flag at the cenotaph prior to the laying of wreaths. Outgoing mayor and former Afghanistan veteran Dan Marchisella urged thanks for those who served and their sacrifices to uphold freedom in Canada and the world. He also gave honor to legions across the country for continuing to organize Remembrance Day events and to keep the sacrifices in the minds of future generations. I'd like to say a thank you to all who served, and I see many in our audience who continue to serve, he said of the Canadian Forces, emergency services, police and firefighters. This is a time to mourn and a time to remember all who have paid the ultimate price in the many wars and conflicts Canada has participated in, he said. I'd like to give thanks to those who have paid not only with their lives but who have come home damaged both physically and mentally because they have given their livelihood as well. At the conclusion of the Remembrance Day ceremony, those attending were invited back to the Legion for refreshments and fellowship.